Hi, Good Word fam. It's Tisha Lewis, and we are broadcasting, doing the podcast via Zoom. Obviously, we're practicing social distancing and adhering to stay-at-home orders. And joining us on this episode is Joey Butler, a friend of the podcast. Hi, Joey.
Hey, Good Word family and Tisha. I'm excited to share my time with you guys and be back on the call.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for returning to the podcast. You are a friend of the show. This is, I think, your second time on. Yeah. And obviously everything has changed since you were on last time. So much has changed. We're in a global pandemic, but you know, we are being faithful and positive, and we will get through this. This too shall pass. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So who I am a 5-year husband. I also am a father of a 5 and a half, well, he'll be 6 months on Tuesday, baby boy. His name is King, who is the light of my life. I love being awakened at 3 a.m. to cries, just to be held, just to be fed, and to have to change my clothes because he decides to make sure they don't stay clean too long. But I'm a joyful father, and I'm also I'm an entrepreneur by trade.
Well, congratulations to all of that. That is absolutely wonderful. Congratulations on your marriage and your baby and, you know, your business. And, you know, a lot of people are home right now. A lot of people are not working. And now is a good time to explore your passions, explore what it is you want to do, who it is you want to be, how you want to emerge from this pandemic. And I immediately thought of you when this topic came to mind. So what would be your advice for aspiring entrepreneurs, struggling entrepreneurs, failing entrepreneurs, succeeding entrepreneurs, and folks who are at home who are realizing that they need to do something different?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that's helped me is that I had to let my pride down and, you know, apply for some of this government funding that they're giving out. One, because I have a son. Two, I have a wife, and three, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm being the most mature person that I can be and take care of my finances and my family the way that I should, the way that, you know, the funds are out there for us, you know, take them and use them to do the right thing with them. And my wife's spa has been closed down since this pandemic, strictly because it's a hands-on business. So things aren't flowing the same way that they used to, but there are things out here for us to apply for. And me personally, I just had to put my pride down and just, you know, apply and be open to what our government officials are laying out there for people who, whose life has been turned upside down due to this pandemic.
And a lot of people have had their lives turned upside down, literally. A lot of people will not have jobs to go back to when social distancing restrictions are eased and the stay-at-home orders are lifted and businesses open back up. Many people will not have jobs to go back to. What would be your advice to them?
I think this would be a great opportunity to tap into your inner circle and to maybe tap into other inner circles and create partnerships and think tanks and Zoom calls that we can lay out blueprints and ideas. And, you know, our country was founded by a group of people. You know, it wasn't as many as it is today in the country. It was a smaller group who had an initiative and who saw opportunity and who made a move from across the world to here. And I think us getting back to that spirit of community and that spirit of a village-like feeling where, hey, let's put our minds together. Let's put our resources together. This is the time to do things like that. Me personally, you know, I've read up on Uber starting the last time the market and economy kind of failed us. I believe Airbnb as well. So there are things that, you know, during this time when people may be somber, down, because their normal got interrupted, this is still, the time is still ticking. The clock is still ticking, you know, and every day is a blessing from God. So my advice would be is to find some people around you that think differently. You know, run your ideas past some friends or just write them down and research them and see if maybe that thing you thought about doing a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago, a couple seconds ago, how you can put it together, who you need to network with. And use this time to be fruitful and not just to be down.
Every day is a blessing. And, you know, the Good Word podcast is a faith-based podcast. It is one of Fox 5 DC's newest podcasts. We broadcast typically from the nation's capital at our podcast studio. But again, we are on Zoom right now. I have to say, there is still power in prayer. And I don't want to get too churchy, but nothing is wrong with being churchy. But I realize that not everybody was raised in the church and not everybody is on this faith walk, and that is okay. Yeah. We have something for everyone. You don't have to be someone with this devout faith or someone who is all in the church to pull something and grasp onto something and hold on to it and take it away from this podcast. You and I have chatted about analyzing your gifts. How does one do that?
Well, there is a you can go to Google and there is a blueprint, multiple blueprints that you can pick from to maybe get your gifts down on paper, or take a questionnaire and find out you are gifted in things that maybe you couldn't unpack because of the rapidness or busyness or the rat race feel of life before this pandemic. Another way is a way that I used is I just went through my life and where were those moments where I just felt a natural high, when it was an out-of-body experience. And for me, those were career days when I went to elementary, middle, or high schools and spoke to kids, or whenever I was able to help someone in the entrepreneur field, or be able to show someone that you can be a man of God, woman of God, and still make, you know, a lot of money and not feel like you got to pick one or the other, or opportunities to serve my wife at her business, or, you know, being able to be mentored by someone who helped me save time, money, and wasted experience because they had an experience that I was getting ready to run into. So I want to fill my schedule with more euphoric type feelings and opportunities to grow and to live life on my terms within my gifts. So for me, over the last few months, I've just been journaling, writing down those moments, reflecting. How can I create more moments? I even reached out to a client and said, hey, I want to have a pizza party for your entrepreneur club. And they said, well, we don't have an entrepreneur club, but we'd love you to start it. And I was, you know, I just felt I was in heaven. Like, this is my gift. I've been doing this since I was, you know, in the third or fourth grade. Now I get to pour all of my mistakes, all of my friendships and relationships in the entrepreneur field and bring it to this community. And they're going to be blessed by it. And people are going to have a new future because I hopped out there and decided to offer a little bit of giving, and now I'm getting in the midst of still giving, if that makes sense.
It does make sense, Joey. And you know what? There's a lot of people who may be listening to this right now that will be forced into entrepreneurship because of what has transpired with this pandemic. And I think that what you're saying really resonates, especially with those people who, you know, are in situations that they never, ever, ever thought that they would be in. And I know that you've shared this on the show before, but I want to ask you to share it again, because there are some people who may be listening to you for the very first time, and it's a very powerful message. And when you were along your journey, and it is a journey, and you were at a low point, or you were just at a point, what was the prayer that you said that brought you up and out?
So the last time I was on this call, I spoke about this prayer from the angle of my wife giving it to me to kind of get my mind right. She was my girlfriend at the time. And it's called a prayer of surrender. And so it goes like this. Father, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me what you will. Whatever you're going to do, I'm thankful. I'm ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me. I wish no more than this, O Lord. Into your hands I commend my soul. I offer my soul to you with all the love of my heart, for I love you, Lord, and so need to give of myself. I need to surrender myself into your hands without reserve, with boundless confidence, because you are my Father. Amen.
Amen. And that is, you know, it's such a powerful prayer. I remember it when you said it last time. I remember the story behind it. I love the story behind it. And I just think it's so wonderful and it's so powerful that you're able to share it, because we really, really want to encourage and provide inspiration for people who are listening. We are in trying times right now. And yes, you and I are very, very blessed. And if God does nothing else, he's already done enough.
Yes.
It is by the grace of God that we are here today. I, for one, do not believe that I am self-made. I give 100% credit to God. So there's a lot of people, though, who their faith is being tested right now. And what would be your message to them?
I would say do not be anxious. And the reason why is because, you know, I had something, I'll say a stream of revenue that kind of had a clip, you know, it got cut. And at that moment, I just, you know, I got anxious. Like, there was no solution possible. All the creativity in my body went away. And to me, that was me being anxious. And I would say that to the person who is going through this pandemic and you're feeling anxious, is I have more faith in the person or the God that created me than I do any of these weapons or problems that are forming before me, because I've had faith in God through things that I never thought I'd be able to get out of, or I've seen other people get out of. And I know that things like the pandemic, you know, some of us have never experienced anything like this. You know, how can I get it? I can't see it. It's imaginary. You know, it's not imaginary. I'm sorry. It's something that I can't see at all. And I would just say, don't be anxious. Wherever you put your faith, believe in it right now, but don't lose the spirit of joy that you have and that you had before this pandemic, because we will not be in these days forever.
Absolutely. This too shall pass. We will not be in this pandemic forever. We cannot be in this pandemic forever. And when it does, you want to emerge a better person, a person with clearer vision, and a person who is on the path that God has set forth for you. So really quick, obviously, for folks listening, the Good Word Podcast is on iTunes and Audioboom and Google Play and everywhere that podcasts play. Please be sure to subscribe. Again, as I mentioned, some of you are meeting Joey Butler for the very first time. He was one of our very, very, very early guests. I want to say he may have been our second or third guest on the podcast, and we are on episode, I believe this is episode 51 right now. And so we're so blessed and thankful that Joey is able to return to the podcast and share and enlighten and advise us with some good news, some uplifting news, some encouraging news. Joey, I have to ask you, I always ask everyone now, you know, we've switched up a few things, but I have to ask you, what is the good word?
I say the good word for right now. Well, first of all, this is an amazing podcast. Some of the speakers you've had on, one that really touched me was, I can't remember how young she was, but she was a young entrepreneur. And I was just blessed and energized and pushed me to be more ambitious. You know, so that, like you said, there's a good word for anybody, whether you're a faith-based person, not a faith-based person. This call will always give you a bolt of, not this call, this podcast will always give you a bolt of energy. No matter what you do in your regular life. But for me, the good word right now would be to love your neighbor as you love yourself. These are trying times that we're in, and we need each other more than we ever have. You know, if you know of a soup kitchen in your area, share it with your friends. If you know of a loan or some type of money the government is giving, some type of unemployment, if you've been through the process, share the process with someone else. This is the time to be outgoing, because everyone's normal has been interrupted. No matter who it is, whether you were in the church, whether you were just a 9-to-5 employee, everybody's life has been disrupted. And we need each other's smile, whether it's on social media. We need each other's hug, whether it's a 6 feet away hug or not. We just need each other to get through stuff like this. So love your neighbor the same way that you love yourself in this season.
And let the church say amen. Very good word. And Joey, for folks who are listening and they want to learn more about who you are and what you do, and maybe even how you can give them a good word and how you can help them, how can they reach you?
Well, I'm on Instagram literally, you know, pretty much all day. Sometimes I turn my notifications off when I'm reading to my son, or we're just having that quiet father-son time. But my Instagram name is _MRCommerce. Early in the morning, I usually post a scripture, just whatever God places on my heart. And I look for some elementary, because I don't know all the deep stuff about the Bible. I just know the elementary stuff. But you can follow me on Instagram. I love to talk to people about what they're doing. If I can pour into them, they can pour into me. We can combine to to give back to someone else. I have a philanthropic spirit. I'm just waiting on God to send the money so I can do it like Oprah and give all my cousins a Civic. But you can connect with me on Instagram, and I would love to follow back and let's connect on this pandemic season.
Well, yes, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. If only, right? Joey Butler, thank you so, so much. You guys can reach him _ Mr. Commerce, and he is an entrepreneur extraordinaire. Joey, we're praying for you. We're rooting for you. Tell your wife we said hello. Hopefully we can have you both back on at some point in the future. But thank you so, so much for encouraging us during this trying season. We appreciate your time.
All right, thank you. And we enjoy seeing you on Fox 5. My family always texts me. I think they believe you're our distant cousin. So it's always good to see you reporting wherever you are, just to see your smile and be able to feel your spirit through the news wave. So we appreciate you as well.
Thank you all so much. We appreciate it. Stay safe.